Module 4, Chapter 16, Price to Earnings, PE, Ratio Analysis. The Price to Earnings, PE, ratio is one of the most widely used valuation metrics in the world of stock investing. It serves as a barometer to gauge the valuation of a company relative to its earnings and provides investors with insights. What it is and what it shows. The PE ratio is calculated by taking the current share price of a company and dividing it by its earnings per share, EPS. The formula for the PE ratio is PE ratio is equal to current share price earnings per share, EPS. A high PE ratio could suggest that the market has high expectations for a company's future growth, or it might indicate that a stock is overvalued. Conversely, a low PE ratio could suggest the opposite, that the market has lower expectations or that the stock might be undervalued. However, it's essential to consider that the PE ratio is a relative metric and its interpretation often depends on comparing it to the PE ratios of other companies in the same industry or to the market as a whole. Various sectors have different average PE ratios. For instance, tech companies might have higher average PE ratios than utility companies because of growth expectations. The PE ratio does not factor in growth. A company with a high PE ratio but high growth might be fairly valued, which is why variations like the PEG, price earnings to growth, ratio exist. How to trade it? Using the PE ratio in trading and investment decisions involves 1. Comparative analysis. Compare the PE ratio of a company with its historical average, the industry average, and the broader market. This will help in gauging if the stock is overvalued or undervalued relative to its peers. 2. Combine with other metrics. The PE ratio should not be used in isolation. Consider other valuation metrics like the price to book, PB, ratio, price to sales, PS, ratio, and the aforementioned PEG ratio for a more rounded view. 3. Contextualize with news and events. A sudden drop in PE might not necessarily mean the stock has become a bargain. It could be due to falling earnings or other adverse news. Always research the reasons behind significant PE shifts. 4. Factor in growth. For growth companies, a high PE might be justified. This is where the PEG ratio comes in handy, as it considers expected earnings growth. A PEG ratio of 1 suggests fair value, below 1 might indicate undervaluation, and above 1 could indicate overvaluation, considering growth. Conclusion. The price-to-earnings ratio is a cornerstone of fundamental analysis, offering a quick snapshot of a company's valuation relative to its earnings. However, it's vital to interpret this metric in the right context, considering industry norms, growth rates, and other valuation metrics. Like any tool in the world of investing, the PE ratio is most effective when used as part of a broader analytical framework.